Dale, there is a report that you could get deposed because of what you said about Kaepernick the other day. Have you heard anything about that?
No. No.
Did you talk about Josh Johnson while you're outside?
Yeah, he just came in yesterday, did a decent job, and so we're going to give him a shot for a little bit as a number three and see what he can do.
Expect Fedorowicz to be back?
Yes.
When you look at Jared Goff and the things he's done this year, what do you see from him in terms of the kind of groove he's got into?
Yeah, you know, Sean's doing a good job with him. He's he can make all the throws, which, you know, you knew that coming out of college. That's why he was drafted number one. But he's in a good rhythm. You know, he's got a good mix of three-step and intermediate routes, down-the-field routes, shot routes, and the running game. They're averaging 132 yards per game rushing the ball with Gurley. So they've got a great offense, so it's a big challenge for us.
How about getting Aaron Donald blocked? Do you think he might be, at this point, as far as healthy guys, maybe the best defensive player in the league?
Yeah, as far as healthy, because we got one that's out right now that I think is the best defensive player in the league, but he's a great player. I mean, he's a relentless player. They line him up in different spots. He's very explosive, plays low to the ground, plays hard, great athlete, not a guy that dives around. I mean, he's using his hands, his feet. I mean, can't say enough about the guy. He's one of the best players we've seen on film.
Mom said that he's probably harder on himself than anyone is. Is that a good quality to have in the quarterback when he's trying to improve and trying to get better?
I mean, I guess so. I think these guys need to go out and let it loose, play free, stop worrying about being hard on themselves, and just go let it rip. That's how I think they need to play.
It looks during the game like Deshaun was pretty involved talking to Tom and DeAndre during the game. Is that something like?
Yeah, he's very involved. He's, you know, he won't be there this week, but yeah, he's very involved. I mean, he's in the meetings. He's a good communicator. You know, he's all about football. I mean, look, you know, this guy loves football. He loves his teammates. He's a winner. It's too bad, you know, that he's injured, but, you know, it is what it is. That's the National Football League, but he's definitely involved.
How does football education continue even though he's injured right now? As the season goes on?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of different ways, Sarah. I mean, we send him the game plan every night, you know, whether it's first, second down, third down tonight, red area, just like we do with Tom and TJ and Josh. Although I got to get Josh's email address so I can send him it. That's just a note for myself. Write that down. But yeah, no, he's involved. He's still watching the tape. I'm, you know, talking to him about what he sees with the Rams, or really not probably the Rams, just because he had the surgery this morning. But, you know, moving forward next week's game, you know, I want him preparing like he would be getting ready to play. That's how his football education, you know, continues. Say that again, Aaron. I'm sorry.
What did you guys hear about him? Procedure today, everything go?
Yeah, Doc Lowe said it was great. Everything went great.
Bill, what is it when you have receivers? Do they have to adjust at all to quarterbacks?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, there's nothing, no substitute for experience with a quarterback. You know, reps with a quarterback. I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the quarterbacks have to get used to throwing to those guys, you know, more so than the guys they've been throwing to. And there's no doubt that receivers have to get used to the QB.
Was Ryan Griffin's in the concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Is he likely to come off of it this week?
I'd say unlikely.
The way that Jared Goff's played this year after struggling a little bit last year, do you think that turnaround is more just the lumps that rookie quarterbacks take and growth in their second year? Or do you think it's coaching? When you look at the way that Jared Goff is playing this year, what do you think the biggest thing is?
Yeah, I do think it's tough. I mean, I do think playing as a rookie is not easy, although Deshaun went out there and proved that theory kind of wrong. But, you know, I think that the jump that you can make from your first to your second year, that off season, you know, after your first year to where you go to your second year, you know, it's obvious that Jared put a lot of time in by himself and with Sean, and Sean's made a big difference. They run a great system. He's a good play caller. He's coaching the quarterback. You know, it's a great combination because Jared's a good player. You know, when you have a great play caller matched with a really good quarterback with a really good player, you got a match made in heaven.
Chucky Clement's awesome nickname.
No question. I would like to take that nickname, Chunky O'Brien, but what's that? What kind of what? a tough guy, inside guy, run stopper, great personality, good teammate. He was excited when we called him yesterday to let him know he was getting bumped up, and kind of like the way he approaches every day so far.
Since Tom gets all the first team reps this week?
Not necessarily. Tom's gotten some reps. TJ got reps. I'm not saying it was 50-50, but I'd tell you that TJ got some good reps today. And so, yeah, go ahead, John. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, since TJ's a backup, is he getting more first team reps than
Roger? He got a decent amount today. We're just trying to get him back into the fold of running the offense, and just gave him a decent amount of reps today. Right. Not more than than a normal number two.
Practice be longer since you've got to get TJ up to snuff and then Tom is having him for the first time.
I'd say tomorrow will be longer than today. Yeah, tomorrow, with third down and some more first and second down things, special teams, tomorrow will be a little bit longer.
Well, with the third string situation, was the Matt McGoin thing just an emergency familiarity situation before you can bring somebody in? Josh just kind of was a better fit for that role?
I guess so.
Besides playing more loose or free, what are some things you'd like to see from Tom this week?
Play loose, play free, let it rip. Go out there, have some fun. Don't worry about anything other than making the right reads, getting us into the right play, and let it rip.
You ask him maybe he was thinking too much and then at the end more instinctive to do that. Still think a lot and come out and let it rip.
You got to come out. He knows the game plan. He knows the offense. He's very, very schooled up on how to run our offense. He's a smart guy. Gonna have a full week of practice under his belt, which I think is a big deal. Not to make an excuse for last week, but it was basically half of Thursday and then Friday, so nothing, not too much on Wednesday. So now he's got a full week preparation. So hopefully he can go out there and play well.
Can you do as a play caller to try to help him play like he did over the last two series and stuff?
Call plays that he likes.
Do you have Justin during the game when you see things might be working better than you thought they would in practice? Or worse?
You always have to adjust during a game. Yeah, we're just trying to look at it. We're not trying to call bad plays. We're trying to call good plays, We try to call plays that gain yards. That's where it starts.
Has ownership ever vetoed a player request?
Say that again, Al.
Has ownership ever vetoed a player acquisition request?
I will tell you that, I coach the football team, and that's what I do. I'd really like to concentrate on the Rams, and I'm not going down that road.
Do you like what Deontay Foreman's been able to do?
Yes. I think that he's getting a better grasp of our offense. He's getting a better grasp of how to run in the NFL downhill, not bounce everything. I think it takes a while for rookie running backs. It's so much different than college. You got to really stay with the blocking scheme. You got to understand the blocking scheme. I think he's just getting better and better, and that's what he needs to do. He's paying better attention, just like all rookies do in the meetings, and he's getting a better feel for what his role is and how to play it. Yeah, they're different. I think Lamar brings a lot of value, obviously, on first and second down, but Lamar brings a lot of value on third down because he understands the protection, so he knows how to pick up blitzes. Deontay's coming along with that. He will know that, but Deontay's more of a first and second down back and a big, powerful guy. But I think it's a definite, definite good thing to have those two different types of skill sets.
Before the Rams hired Sean McVay, there were some reports and speculation that Mike Vrabel might be a candidate for that job. Can you just speak to the job that he's done since he's been here with you and what you think his future might be as a coach, maybe as an NFL head coach one day?
Yeah, no, I think Mike's got the ability to be a head coach someday. I think Mike does a great job of just concentrating on his job. He's a really excellent staff member. He understands his players. He's got the ability to be tough on his players, but then be able to pick them up and get them playing and playing at a high level. He's done a great job developing players here in the years that he's been here. So but I know he really what his focus is to get the defense here playing as good as he can.
Who's
Yeah, I love these guys. I mean, I said that last week, you know, or 2 weeks ago, whatever. I mean, I support these guys. I think that we got great veteran leadership. You know, we've been, no doubt. I mean, and I hate talking like this because then then we tap away on the keyboard and say this is excuses and all that BS. But it's not an excuse. You know, we've been dealt some blows, and you know, our guys play hard. They practice hard. They show up every day. They're on time. They pay attention in the meetings. They do everything we ask. I mean, we can't ask any more of our players other than, you know, hey, let's get a little bit more consistent execution, and then the coaches, you know, everybody working together to coach better and play better. That's what we're trying to do.
Y'all divided up in first half and second half.
I'll answer the questions.
You haven't had a losing record in the second half, or you just do it game to game?
Say that again.
Things like divided up, okay, this is the second half of the season. This is what needs to happen or change.
I mean, I know we got to get going. I mean, you know, we keep going down the road of not winning games. We're not going to be where we want to be. So, but I try to do it 1 week at a time. You know, I always tell you guys that we try to say it's, you know, 16 one game seasons. And, but I know that we need to pick it up. We need to get going.
It's usually what you do in November and December instead of September and October.
It is. And you're still in position. You know, I think you have to be in position during this time of the year. You know, it's those teams that aren't in position. That's when it's really tough. And we're still in position. Like, we're behind. We're behind the eight ball, no doubt about it. But I think when you're still in position with a couple months to go, half the season to go, you know, that's good. It obviously, it's not great. You want to be much better than you are, but at least you're in position, and that's what our players know, and that's what they need to understand.
Do